G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy, and it's May Day, so I want to start straight away with some music for May Day. And we should go really for the workers' hymn, the Internationale. But why not play this in its original language? It's quite interesting to hear how the lyrics differ from language to language. In French, it's debout. Debout, of course, get up, get out of it. But les damnés de la terre, the damned of the earth, are you the damned of the earth? In English, we sing, arise, you workers, from your slumbers. It's got a nicer feel to it. But French is the original language of the Internationale, and let's hear it. With all the brass and the drums that we have come to expect from a stirring marching song.
Les damnés de la terre, debout les forçats de la faim. La raison tonne en son cratère, c'est l'éruption de la faim. Du passé, faisons table rase, foule esclave, debout, debout. Le monde va changer de base, nous ne sommes rien, soyons tout. Pas de sauveur suprême, ni Dieu, ni César, ni tribun. Producteur, sauvons-nous nous-mêmes, décrétons le salut commun. Pour que le voleur en de gorge, pour tirer l'esprit du cachot. Soufflons nous-mêmes notre forge, battons le fer quand il est chaud. Comprimer la loi triche, l'impôt saigne le malheureux. Nul devoir ne s'impose aux riches, le droit du pauvre est un mot creux. C'est assez, languir en tutelle, l'égalité veut d'autres lois. Pas de droit sans devoir, dit-elle, et donc pas de devoir sans droit. Dans leur apothéose, les rois de la mine et du rail ont-ils jamais fait autre chose que dévaliser le travail? Dans les coffres forts de la bande, ce qu'il a créé s'est fondu. En décrétant qu'on le lui rende, le peuple ne veut que son dû.
Thank you.
rois nous saoulaient de fumée. Paix entre nous, guerre aux tyrans. Appliquons la grève aux armées. Crosse en l'air et rompons les rangs. S'ils s'obstinent, ces cannibales, à faire de nous des héros. Ils sauront bientôt que nos balles sont pour nos propres généraux. Le grand parti des travailleurs. La terre n'appartient qu'aux hommes. L'oisifiera loger ailleurs. Combien de nos chairs se repaissent. Mais si les corbeaux, les vautours, un de ces matins disparaissent, le soleil brillera toujours.
The 21st of April, 1856, a day described as burning hot. The stonemasons who were building Melbourne University downed tools and marched on Parliament House, demanding an 8-hour working day. They were victorious, winning an 8-hour day with no loss of pay. I live in a beautiful part of Melbourne, right on the banks of the Merri Creek, a stone's throw away from that quarry where the basalt was dug out to form those beautiful blue stone buildings of Melbourne, where the men who pulled out that stone demanded the 8-hour day. Is May Day still important? Yes, it is, for many reasons. And one reason is we must remember the 8-hour day, lest we forget.
Thank you. said this globalization is great, like they say. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day?
One thing to me about May Day is meeting old friends that I haven't seen since the last May Day. And I have one old friend here, and I'd like you to meet him again as well. The BL from the bush.
G'day, comrade. G'day, listener. BL from the bush calling in from Wiradjuri country. Always was, always will be. Hope yous are all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I've got a little bit of a poem here that Natasha helped me put together. Natasha, the working-class poet. So bear with me, comrades. I'll try and get through it. It's all about May Day, what we think about it and why we're there and why I march. They ask me, why do you still march each year, the first Sunday in May? Why do you care so much when many just look the other way? It's just a troop of old folks, worn by struggle and by age. How can you make a difference now, these days, on the world stage? So I tell them, the Internationale, the women's choir joined in song, arise ye workers from your slumbers to inspire the growing throng. Celebrating freedom from fascism and war, cultures from all lands, gathered to dance, to sing, to chant with the rhythm of pipe bands. The horrors that they fled from, told in stories each remembers, among the sea of banners borne by trade union members. To commemorate workers' struggles for the 8-hour day, not the yoke of capitalism, but to live another way. There's a sense of belonging to march on May Day, a sense of pride that others join in solidarity for socialism worldwide. So when they ask me, why do you march? I'm on the streets, the place to sing, the Internationale unites the human race.
And now we'll hear from Paula, another old comrade that I tend to see once a year.
Happy May Day, everyone. As you know, May Day honours our power as working people to collectively shape and care for our world, to make it a place where we want to live. Whether we're paid or unpaid, we are members of the working class, and it is we who create the society in which we live. Collectively, we make every product and provide every service that sustains life on planet Earth. What enhances our power is our unity of purpose. Today, we're living in a world that is more dangerous than ever. Those who would rule the world, who have long made mega profits off the backs of our labour and the destruction of the earth, they're now actively destroying our world through war and pollution. Their power may seem unbeatable. We may feel utterly hopeless in the face of the atrocities these so-called rulers commit. Perhaps we watch helplessly as Gaza is obliterated, as schools are bombed and children murdered through so-called wars conducted by the United States, Israel, Russia, the proxies in Sudan, and other big bullies. But the truth of power is the same as the truth of production. Without the workers, there is none. So when you gather in numbers to celebrate this Workers' Day, Talk to one another about what you can do with your combined power to change the world. What can you do to stop wars, to protect the planet, to make sure every human being can have the best possible life? Because really, it can be so much better than what it is. It can also be much, much worse. Now is the time to act, the time to cast your power on the side of humanity. So here's to May Day. Have a happy one. Find some friends, some comrades, and get on with the job of plotting and acting to take back our world, because the world does belong to us.
Oh, the brass and the drums. How can you resist them?
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
3CR.
For songs of revolution and, dare I say it, inspiration, you can't go past the National Anthem of France. It's not usually my cup of tea, any national anthem, but in this case, perhaps a glass of absinthe. The lyrics to the Marseillaise are just mind-boggling. Now, I grew up singing God Save the Queen when I couldn't run out of the picture theatre fast enough. In those days, you had to stand when they played God Save the Queen, and they did at the end of every movie. These days, of course, one is supposed to sing God Save the King, which is a pretty dreary and boring anthem, isn't it? Apart from one verse which we don't hear anymore, which was, "Save her from heretics and all their knavish tricks. Death to all Catholics. God save the Queen." No, we haven't heard that for a few hundred years. But no worries. We don't have to sing it in Australia anyway. We've got an equally boring anthem about being girt by sea. So the French national anthem is rather appealing, with their aux armes, citoyens. Formez des bataillons. To arms, form up, fall into your battalions. But the next couple of lines, marchons, marchons, can song on peu, a bœuf, a notion. So march, march, until their impure blood runs in the gutters, or maybe it translates as, until their dirty blood sinks in the dirt. Whatever it is, it's not very pleasant, but it's very stirring. Do they still sing that in France? Have they changed the lyrics to something less bloodthirsty? Here is Mireille Mathieu, a popular singer from the 60s and 70s. She was mocked by upper-class French people for her accent. Mireille is from the east side of France, from the Mediterranean.
À nos enfants de la patrie, jour de gloire.
Citoyens, formez vos bataillons.
Once again, the brass and the drums. Play some trumpets and we will follow you anywhere. I will leave you with Bella Ciao, a classic worker's song from the women who worked picking the rice up in the Po Valley in the early 20th century. And a happy May Day to you.
You see me, I may be smiling.